Psalms 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my path. Talking about Jesus. Talking about Jesus Christ, His words, His life, His empowering of the Holy Spirit into our lives. It becomes the light that lights our path. And I've been talking about teachings from the book, The Last Supper of the Moon, this week, and by Levi Lusco. And this is one of the things he talks about the light and about the path. And then how that Jesus being the light, He enlightens our path. I remember several years ago, I was doing a little missionary work in Guatemala. And I'd gone there with a youth team. And we were doing youth meetings or evangelistic work in different churches throughout the area around Guatemala City. And we came to a church that they were taking us to go preach that night. And we came to the road, and the road was, it was just not possible for the van to go down that road with all the passengers in it and the condition of the road. So everybody got out of the van except the driver, and then we were building the road as we went along. And we finally got down to the little church, and we're all out of the van, and by this time it was totally dark. And they pointed toward this path. And this path was overgrown on both sides. It was just a little narrow path about a foot wide. And like I say, brush all up on every side. And they said, "Pastor, you are our leader. Would you honor us by leading us down to the church?" And I'm standing there, and I'm looking at this path, and it's pitch dark. And I've got to be the first one to walk down this path. And then somebody walks up to me and hands me a candle. I tell you what, I've never been more thankful for a candle, because that candle allowed me to have enough light to be able to see what was going on in the path that was in front of me. Well, this is the understanding that Jesus is the candle. He is the light. And He sheds His light on the path before us so that we can understand and comprehend things. We don't have to walk in darkness. And I'm so thankful for that. Because I know that in my life there have been times when it just seemed like that there was just no understanding. But then I would pray, and I say, "God, I don't understand this. I don't see which way I'm supposed to go. But God, I pray that You would reveal it to me." And He's so faithful to show me the way, because His presence is the light of the world. He ministers His light to us, and I'm so thankful that that is a truth, because I know that I don't have to walk this walk in darkness. I don't have to walk it alone. But my Lord is lighting the path and leading me down the road to where life will someday go into a different realm, because I have walked this walk with Him. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.